6. Nate Olson is here. Pass the baton from Wally to the Nate dog.
Nate's big shoes to fill.
What?
I said big shoes to fill.
Figuratively, yes.
He's only about a 8.5.
He's probably a 9 like me. Nate, good to see you. Sync Weekly this week dedicated to the marathon.
Absolutely, yeah. Hopefully they'll get some good weather.
I hope they do. I'm not a marathon runner, nor do I pay much attention to it, but it is a spectacular financial boon for Central Arkansas every year. So I applaud them, and I think it's sold out.
It is sold out today, I think, or last night. They sold it out. It's a great event. You know, it's one of those. I think it's been around 12 years, and they've grown it every year. And now it's, you know, it's not a question of if it's going to sell, it's just when. So
how many do we have running?
Hold that one moment. We'll get to that in a second.
Sure.
We have some breaking news. Let's go to Big Phil on line one. Big Phil.
Hey, just came by Burns Park, the whole golf course over there, over by the animal shelter. Man, that whole forest over there is on fire.
The course is on fire?
What? The Burns Park is on fire.
Wait a second.
I mean, it looks like a bomb just hit over there. I mean, it is bad.
There's been a second call about it, so let me check.
Can you call Burns Park and ask them what's going on or the fire department? Let's get a live report. I want to get somebody in the know. Big Phil,
yeah,
thanks.
I mean, there's a bunch of cars parked over there, but I don't know if there's, you know, somebody's over there battling it.
Can you see flames, Big Phil? Is it just smoke?
No, it's flames and everything.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's coming down.
Phil, did you see a hook and ladder?
Sir?
Hook and ladder.
The sandwich from Firehouse?
Hook and ladders are out there.
Oh, you mean an actual, like, fire truck? Oh.
Okay.
Y'all have a good one.
Phil, thanks for the heads up. That's terrible news. You know, I've not played there in a few years. I do love that course. It's fun.
Burns Park.
Have you played over there?
Burns Park.
North Little Rock?
Burns Park is on fire? Is this a joke? Is this somebody making a sick joke?
No,
Burns Park is on fire?
What are you trying to say?
I actually played there over the summer. The North Little Rock Wildcat Foundation golf tournament was over there.
I didn't get an invite.
Yeah, you did? Burns Park is on fire.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Honestly, I'm so stupid that it didn't compute.
It's controlled burning.
On the golf course? That's an odd thing. I've never heard of a controlled burn on a golf course.
No.
Look, the phones are lit up. People are very interested or curious or concerned about this. Burns Park.
Burns Park.
I'm so stupid that did not even
compute.
That's
coincidence
ironic.
Or ironic?
It's ironic.
It's ironic.
Yeah.
Is it windy out today?
It's windy every day.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We're under a burn ban.
We are?
Yes.
You're not allowed to catch on fire, Burns Park Golf Course, so stop it.
Yes.
All right.
Well.
Sorry, Nate, as you were, I apologize.
No, he was asking the number. It's like total combined with the 5K and the little kids and everything is like 15,000.
15,000 that have a number. And do the numbers go 1 to 15,000? Like on your
sachet? They skip 13 because it's unlucky. like a floor in a hotel.
Seriously. Yeah, no, I'm not exactly sure how they do that. But that 15,000 is combined by a couple of races.
Races of people?
No, by running races, okay.
Well, we include everybody, Nate Olson.
It's a very multicultural event.
Who are we?
People from all over the world will be in.
700, no, you're with the American Indians over there. You're going to have to go over there. I'm sorry. I don't want to confuse you with the Bangladeshians who are running in the race.
This marathon race isn't for you and your race.
I talked to Burns, the guy at Burns Park. It's a controlled burn.
On the golf course?
Well, it may look like it's on the golf course, I guess, but he says that they've got a permit and they're burning leaves.
The permit and they're burning leaves. The park,
even though there's
the park,
a burn ban.
The park is on fire.
Phil said the forest is coming down.
Don't put it out, let the third fairway burn, as the song goes.
Big Phil. The hook and ladder was out there.
That's crazy. I don't know why you would burn leaves. I mean, put them in garbage bags and set them out by the corner like everybody else does. I mean, we're trying to play golf over here and run a society. I can't be playing golf while I'm breathing in leaf smoke, can I?
No.
I gave it up for Lent.
Nobody should be expected to do
that. I gave up breathing in leaf smoke for Lent, Pat. I can't be having it. Trying to be healthy over here. You're not helping me. Besides, if I'm getting ready to run the marathon, that's the last thing I want.
Yeah.
Breathing in a bunch of leaf smoke. It's the worst kind. Tough fan time. Steve.
I about pulled over and had a wreck laughing at Phil, acting like the world was ending. You know, it was in the paper yesterday. They were doing a controlled burn in the wooded area, not on the golf course. It was even said on Daybreak this morning, if you support KATV. And it's nowhere close to the golf course. I drove by it earlier. And I thought, I'm actually driving by it again. I actually think about just pulling over and taking some pictures and sending them to you on Twitter just for fun, eh, Chris?
Do it. Hey, is there a chance maybe it's out of control now, Tide fan Steve?
Wait a minute.
I don't know.
What about right now?
I'll tell you what. Breaking news. I will pull over on the interstate here in less than 5 minutes. And one, I will shoot you a picture on Twitter.
All right. Wait a second. That sounded like...
You hear the sirens in the background.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ohio Players are playing live on the third fairway at Burns Park. How badass would that be if you're playing golf and you come up on the third fairway and there's a huge stage, just like on a regular Saturday afternoon, the Ohio Players are out there kicking it.
Surprised Reggie Grant hadn't thought about that for the PVCC.
I like that. That'd be a good excuse if the former President Clinton was in Central Arkansas playing golf for him to take a mulligan. Finally have a reason to do it. I was playing fine and the Ohio Players threw me off.
That'd be awesome. What's the name of this song?
And Happy Fire.
What?
And Happy Gilmore 2 or whatever it's called.
Yeah. Happy Madison.
Happy Gilmore 2. They need to have that would be awesome. Like he plays in a charity event where they have a band. That's one thing I've never had in a charity event where they have a band, a live band out in the middle of the golf course.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had food all over the course. I've seen all kinds of weird stuff, but I've never, ever had a live band out on the golf course. That would be so much fun.
I think you've just come across some new breaking ground right
Thank you very much. Kramer. That's a Kramer idea right there. That would be a great idea.
We get a buddy, Barrett Babes, to sit right on the 13th hole at Pine Bluff.
That would be fun, actually. Yeah. That's a great idea. Live music on the 13th hole. If he can play out there for more than an hour without melting, it'd be fun. Sarah.
Yeah.
What's up?
Why would they have a controlled burn with a burn ban?
You know, I don't know. There's a lot of things I don't understand in this crazy world.
I mean, it doesn't matter if you have a permit. There's a burn ban for a reason. That's stupid.
What's the reason for the burn ban?
Because it's, like, dangerous.
Dry.
Because it's
dry. Dry and windy.
It just rained yesterday. It was so dry.
Oh, really?
It rained yesterday.
You saw rain yesterday, did you?
It didn't rain. Was it 2 days ago?
It might have been.
It rained yesterday, yes.
Okay, that's fine.
I thought something.
But not very much.
Unless somebody,
not enough to lift the burn ban.
Unless somebody really, really
fire and
used
rain.
The bathroom.
Sarah, I'm with you. I think it's stupid. I mean, it's windy. It's dry. And besides, put your leaves in a black garbage bag like everybody else does and put it up on the curb.
Special?
What, the North Little Rock Waste Management folks? They've taken a...
Yeah,
they're shunning all leaf bags now.
Yeah, what are you special? Think about it. I've seen fire and I've seen rain on the same day.
Oh, buddy, it's Arkansas. I've seen burn bands that I thought would never end.
I mean, even with a permit, you can't burn leaves. When I could not find
a friend. By the way, James Taylor's coming to Central Arkansas. Have you heard?
No, but I'm a big, big fan. Big, big fan.
I want to get him, you know what, him and his ex-wife to do a show together.
Do you really?
Yeah, it'd be good.
What if he was playing on the 13th hole?
That'd be fine with that. Well, it'd be a lot more, that'd be better probably than the Ohio Players. Ohio Players probably cause too much of a ruckus.
Oh, yeah, a lot more than the guy sitting in the stands hurling insults.
What do you think about that, though? Do you think they talk? Do you think they get along?
Who, him and his wife?
Him and his ex.
I haven't a good authority
Carly
that they
Simon,
don't.
He and Carly Simon, think don't?
No. Okay.
Thank you.
Although she has one great mouth.
She
has the best mouths in the business. I'm just saying, in terms of structurally,
I got to be honest. Last time I saw a mouth like that, it was attached to a bass. I ain't a fan. I ain't a fan, big guy. Just me. She ain't my type. Todd.
Hey, what's going on?
I don't know. This has turned into quite a story here.
Yeah, I was just getting off at MacArthur looking over the hill, and I saw that crap, and I was like, what in the world is going on?
And
that guy literally called right when I was getting off. I find it kind of ironic, but that just looks stupid to me. I don't know why they would burn on a day like this.
Hey, Burns Park, your fire is stupid. Hope you're proud of yourself burning your leaves all over everywhere, causing a ruckus.
We've got some pictures on your Twitter now.
It's black smoke. I mean, it's like just black smoke.
What are you,
up.
Smoke racist now?
Deal.
What difference does it make? It's smoke. Who cares?
Did you see any flames?
No, I was too far away.
Dang it.
But you could see it up on the hill.
There were red flames and black smoke. My worst combination ever. I hate the black unis, too, by the way.
Y'all take it easy, guys. All right,
buddy.
Job.
There's anthracite smoke everywhere in North Little Rock. Burning down the course.
This story will only continue until we run out of fire songs and burn songs. And then there's no more story.
Well, we'll be here all day, ladies and gentlemen. There are a million of them. Hey, John.
Fellas, what a wonderful day it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's a little smoky
hey,
out.
Listen, two things. Number one, when they have a prescribed burn, they have water trucks there. They're not that stupid. And so they know what they're doing. I mean, you have people there who are used to doing that, and they know how to keep it in control.
Why don't you just have a bunch of golfers around? Because everybody pees in the woods at the golf course anyway.
Because that'd be cruelty to animals. You can't hurt gophers.
I want you to kill all of them anyway, so we can knock out two birds with one stone, except for their gophers.
I hate it when they hurt the gophers. Hey, listen, I'm so glad that Bradley's back. You
Thanks,
guys
buddy.
Together are just...
Wait a minute.
Come on.
When did you get here?
I've been here the whole time, just drinking coffee, listening to you and Wally.
You've literally been here the whole time. Milk was a bad choice.
Listen to you and Wally bash Brett Bielema.
Well, who's Wally? Wally who? No, I'm just kidding.
That's out of bounds.
Anyways, I'm so glad he's back.
Me too.
Thanks, buddy.
Go together. Thanks.
Right, thank you. We do go together.
Like PB&J.
There you go.
It's better than peas and carrots, I'll tell you that right now.
This is whoever doesn't have an emotional connection to this song, based on Rocky,
I must break you.
Every time
I
do,
gotta go chop some wood.
I'm telling you,
you go.
Every time I
want to run away from the KGB.
You got that wood, Darren McFadden? Every time I do sit-ups in an old barn surrounded by
KGB,
snow drifts,
KGBs.
KGB.
With Tony Curtis yelling at you.
Yeah.
Is that his name, Tony Curtis?
No.
What was his name?
I have no
Burgess
idea.
Meredith.
No, the. It was
Carl Weathers?
No, Apollo Creed's
trainer.
Oh yeah,
because Apollo died.
Oh yeah, it was sad.
Yeah,
so
Nikki was gone.
It was
too.
The black guy. It was Tony Curtis.
Is that his name?
I
don't
say
so.
It was Tony Curtis. I'm pretty sure his first name was Tony.
Tony Duke Evers.
Tony Evers?
Really? Yeah, from the Rocky films.
Yeah, boy, he was a great trainer. He's a great trainer.
Yeah, a lot of good he did Apollo.
Gonna hutcha by minute. He did.
What did he tell him? He said,
who? Tony Evers?
Yeah, what did he tell Apollo?
He told him to.
Did he tell it to Apollo or did he tell it to Rocky? Because Roger does that scene all the time. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Couldn't let it go. Did, yeah. Cost him his life.
True.
Everett.
Yes, sir. I was talking about this big burn going on, man. If y'all from West Little Rock, if y'all look east, y'all probably can see it looks like a cloud, actually. But I was responding to that man saying they can bag those
Excuse
up,
me.
Man. It'll be next fall before they finish bagging that stuff up.
They do what?
So it would be next fall before they bagged all those leaves
hey,
up.
That ain't my problem, okay? Let me tell you what bagging leaves does. Causes less of a ruckus, and I'm trying to conduct a marginally rated midday show here.
It's a lot of animals and critters and rodents that can be burned out of a house and home that I'm happy to see. So I'm for it.
Wow, the dark side of the burn is coming out.
Everett, you're an anti-critterite?
Yeah, I'm an anti-critter, man.
What did a squirrel ever do to you?
I mean ticks and fleas
what's a squirrel ever done for him?
Oh, I need more ticks in my life.
Tony Burton's his name, by the way.
Tony Burton. You're close.
Tony Not Robbins. Tony Curtis.
Tony Robbins would have been a great trainer.
Tony Curtis.
You can do it. All right, Everett, thank you. Hang in there. Leave the squirrels alone. JT.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing?
We're good. Totally
Tony
control.
Burton's his real name.
What was his name in the movie?
What I said, Tony Duke.
Tony Duke.
Tony Duke Evers.
Oh, okay. I got you
JT,
now.
JT, what's up?
I was going to help y'all out with this burn stuff going on.
Okay.
Because we can get back on to something that actually makes sense and get off of this.
Sure.
You can actually have a court-issued permit to burn. Camp Robinson does it all the time, even during the burn ban.
Yeah, well, they have weapons. Who's going to tell them no?
The, you know, golf course.
Okay.
Like, hey, if you can't do it, we will.
Fair enough.
And they are less than 5 miles away from North Little Rock Fire Station number 8 and less than 10 miles away from Fire Station number 6.
Hmm.
So
sounds like a safe place.
Control.
Sounds like a good place to burn to me.
There you go.
Now,
it's under control.
What if you're trying to golf out there, though? You tell me that's no distraction at all?
If you're trying to golf in 40-degree weather, you got bigger issues than that.
You know what? You make a valid point.
My dad would do it.
Oh, no doubt. I would play there right with him.
Yeah.
Have fun, guys.
All right. Are we almost out of music? No. Ring of Fire.
Oh, that's a good one.
There you go.
That's perfect. That's the ultimate.
How appropriate for today.
I know. God rest his soul. Johnny Cash would have been 83 today. Is that right?
Yep.
I think that's right. What's up, Jimbo?
Oh, I got a little James Taylor info for you.
Okay.
Fire and Rain was, he wrote that song, he was strung out on heroin, and that's when she left him. And they're supposed to still be good friends, so now he did a concert with Carole King, and they recorded it. It's a great CD. And I've been to see him 12 times, so I think that you ought to get me that buy 12, get the 13th free. You ought to come up with some tickets for it.
Well, we're going to do James Taylor haircuts in honor of his appearance here in Central Arkansas. We're excited about it.
Oh, okay. He's got a great one. I love James.
All right, thanks, man.
Later, buddy.
All right, here's the ultimate song for the ultimate end of this ridiculous turn of events. Well, that's when, I mean, we went off the rails in a hurry. That escalated quickly.
You know, I would love for one of the professionals to actually call up. Where do they start the fire? How do they contain the fire, the burn?
I don't know.
Is it, do they start with a match? A lighter?
Don't know.
A flamethrower?
I think they rub two jalapenos together. That's how I always start fires in my house. All right, Nate, what else is in Sync Weekly this weekly?
Well, we've got like we talked about, the marathon. We're talking about rookie runners and what it's like to kind of get ready. Another interesting thing here, we've got the map, of course, and some facts and figures, and then some pictures of food. And what that is what somebody is eating 24 hours prior to and then right after the race. So
what kinds
you can
of
see right here. Well,
pancake?
Robin
like
Dalrymple, he enjoys some pancakes, or she, and
she
and
unisex,
chicken
man.
Sandwich, Coca-Cola.
What?
Some French fries. She kind of goes out a little bit more on the junk food side. And then Mindy Simonson is a vegetarian. So she, you see here, she's doing a pasta bowl the night before, some carrots, a little granola, some vegetables.
What have happened to the big pasta dinner before? Aren't you supposed
they
to
still
like,
do
load
that?
Up?
Yeah, they do that. You can eat at the marathon, all you can eat pasta the night before.
So, now that's worth it entering for me. I think I'll enter just to do the all you can eat pasta.
Yeah, that's definitely a plus in getting ready for it. There's another guy that says he eats like a full breakfast, like eggs and bacon. So everybody has a little different way of doing it.
I don't think I've run 26 miles
total ever in your life,
right?
Combined,
yeah. Maybe the point two I get covered. The rest of it's really that's the hard part.
And our question this week is: I'd rather not. Would you rather Wednesday? But I'd rather blank than run a marathon. And for me, because I hate running, watching Justin Bieber concert DVDs for 8 hours.
I'd rather be thrown on top of that fire at Burns Park than run 26 miles. I don't know how many miles. How many miles do you?